Lamentations 4:1 How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. 4:2 The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? 4:3 Even the sea monsters draw out the breast, they give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. 4:4 The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. 4:5 They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dung hills. 4:6 For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. 4:7 Her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk, they were more ruddy in body than rubies, their polishing was of sapphire. 4:8 Their visages blacker than a coal, they are not known in the streets, their skin cleaveth to their bones, it is withered, it is become like a stick. 4:9 They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger, for these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. 4:10 The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. 4:11 The Lord hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. 4:12 The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. 4:13 For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. 4:14 They have wandered as blind men in the streets, they have polluted themselves with blood, so that men could not touch their garments. 4:15 They cried unto them, Depart ye, it is unclean, depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there. 4:16 The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests, they favored not the elders. 4:17 As for us, our eyes as yet failed, for our vain help. In our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us. 4:18 They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. 4:19 Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. 4:20 The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, Under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. 4:21 Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken, and shalt make thyself naked. 4:22 The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins.